Catherine, Oussama, Elena and Maeva, we are here today in Chapelle Venel in Aix for the opening of the Aix Biennale. We can start by each of you can introduce yourself in a few words and tell us why you're here today.
Good afternoon to everybody, or a good part of the day, depending on when you're listening. I'm Elena. I work as artistic director for Lab Gamers, and I curated this exhibition, which is taking place in Chapelle Venel, starting today. We are April 6th, it's 2:15 p.m., and it will end up on May 5th, so you have almost 1 month to discover it. The title of the exhibition is Deep Speech, Dialogue Interespes, Interspecies Dialogue. And I invited to work with us, Maeva Longvert, who is on my right, Catherine Clover, who is at our left, and Oussama Tabdi in front of me. These three artists, I'm very happy to be here with all of them. The idea of the exhibition was to start from the idea of deep ecology, so an orientation in ecological thinking, imagining more than human beings as having an intentionality, an agency beyond, and finality, aims that are beyond the human word. And I decided to put this deep along with the name, with the word speech, because speech is what in Western thought has always been a way of dividing between humans and non-humans. So since Aristotle, we imagine human as a political animal, and we imagine them as political animal because humans have the possibility of expression through language. So the idea of the exhibition was to try to dismantle this dichotomy between humans and other animals by playing on voice, language, narratives, to try to find others' way of relating between human subject and other subject through other practices of voicing, speaking, translating, telling, storytelling, narrating, and bracing maybe also.
Okay, thank you very much. And maybe each of you can talk about the different artwork you present in the chapel. So I don't know who wants to start to talk about.
Hello, I'm Maeva Longvert. I'm a French artist. I was born in Sri Lanka. And here in the chapel and outside in the public space, I create big birds, they are crows made of tape, and inside these big birds there are stories of people. These stories are about resistance. There is stories of people, and there's also stories of birds, of these crows. So I said first that these stories and these birds are outside and inside because I'm an artist performing in public space mainly. And I think this is very important in this time of our living to act and inside and outside also, and to create links between different species and also different places. So yeah, you can like walk around and read the stories. And this afternoon I will do a workshops with kids and also all people that want to participate to that. So we will write stories and recreate another crow outside in the garden where we are sitting now.
Thank you. Maybe Catherine, you could talk about
sure.
your...
Hello, my name is Catherine Clover. I am a British artist. I've spent many years living in Australia, in Naarm, Melbourne, which is the indigenous name for Melbourne in the language of the Wurundjeri people. My practice focuses on sound and listening and language across the more than human world. And my response today in the Chapelle Venel is a site-specific response to the Chapelle. I was lucky enough to spend 5 days here in February researching with the lovely help of Clémentine to find out about X so that my work could be relevant to this space, to that place in particular, to this area. And the work is a score based on the sounds and language of the wall creeper, a bird that lives in mountainous regions but comes down to small towns like X in the winter. And so the proposal is imagining the wall creeper has been climbing the walls of Chapelle Vanel and with its gorgeous song. And so the score is a text using phonetic words, sound words, to estimate the complexity of the bird's song, which is always inadequate. There's no way that written words can estimate sound or bird song. But in the attempt is the connection between ourselves as humans and other species, specifically birds, in a more equitable way. And so the work is a text in the archway of the Chapelle, and it will be activated after Maeva's workshop today with a voicing with participants joining in. And it is an informal voicing with no expectations of skill, no expectations of ability with singing or performing. But the idea is for a sense of a connection between ourselves and birds in general, and the wall creeper in particular as a local bird in this area.
Well, thank you. And I think it's going to be interesting to hear our voices next to Usama's recording. So we have our human voices and we'll hear bird voices at the same time. So maybe, Usama, you could talk about your artwork.
Yeah, I'm Usama Tabti. I'm a visual artist and sound also. I live in Brussels. I'm based in Brussels. And I have two art works in this exhibition. The first one is a sound installation with 33 bird cages, when we can hear the goldfinch. But it's actually a mimic. It's made by a human being. I collaborated with two people who call themselves chanteurs d'oiseaux, like bird singers. So they imitate birds. And the name of the installation is Homo Carduelis, which is inspired by the scientific name of the goldfinch, which is Carduelis carduelis. And I was inspired by this bird because the scientific name come from the fact that he eat from the thistle, which is the spiky plants, and also the goldfinch take the seeds from these plants, which make it like this main food, actually. And I kind of admire this bird because he eats from these spiky birds, which represent for me like a really a difficult context. And I think it has something to say about... Yeah, and also because the goldfinch is part of my culture. I'm Algerian, and I was born and raised there, and I was always surrounded by goldfinch. There's always the song of the goldfinch in the soundscape of Algiers, where I come from, and because people have like really specific relation with this bird, in the sense that people really love the goldfinch, but the goldfinch is put in a cage, which creates a kind of complex relation between the human and this little bird. And the installation was inspired from that, and the capacity of this little bird to eat from this spiky plants. And also the nature made him able to eat from this plant, but the human being decided to put him in the cage and give him seeds, like by small quantities, which is also remind me of the situation of the human being today, because we, as a human, we are all able to make great things in our life, great projects, being able to think about And also live in symbiosis with the nature also. But we are living in an era where we are framed by capitalism, neoliberalism, religion, politics, policies also, and that make us really limited in our human capacity or human intelligence or human. So yeah, that's why the idea was to collaborate with these two peoples who imitate birds, and you can hear the goldfinch, but it's a mimic actually, and it's imitated by a human being. And the second one, it's also another installation with the goldfinch, but it was inspired by the story of Mohamed El Badji, who was an Algerian singer of Shabi music, which is like popular music of Algiers. And in 1957, he was sentenced to death in the prison of Barbarous in Algiers. And he used to do the call for prayer. He have been has been compared with the birds while he was in a jail. And then he wrote a song called Maknin Zin, which means in Arabic, beautiful goldfinch or pretty goldfinch. And the installation is a kind of tribute to him, but it's also a way to question the what is freedom today. Can we have a religion and being free in the same time? It's not to defend the religion because I'm not religious, but it's a way to say that each one of us can find his freedom in something. I find my freedom in my art, for example, and probably speaking about birds and religion. Yeah, so yeah, I think I said everything about this work.